Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Speaking of LeBron, I mean, I know we're still doing this or that, but like, we got to play that sound at some point.
Which sound?
The sound about him, about ring culture, and now like he's crying and whining because he's not going to get to six. That, you know, I don't know why it's all about rings. What are you talking about, dude? You created ring culture.
You just want to play the sound?
Just play the sound. I'm going to go off.
This is on the podcast with Steve Nash. I'll get the exact name here in a second. But here's LeBron James, the latest on ring culture.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. Like, okay, you weren't a great player if you never won a championship. Yeah. It's like, or if you won one, then you can't be in the same conversation with this person. It's like,
but that's a great point, because what you're saying is like, no matter what you have, you need more. No matter what.
Right.
No matter what, like it never ends.
Yeah, right? I don't know, man. It's just like, you sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, you know, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won. Like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady. Mm. Or Mahomes, because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time. Or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things.
So that's from Mind the Game. And we have to a quick correction for LeBron on his behalf. Two rings for Peyton Manning. He has two. He did win one.
And Peyton is not in the room with Tom Brady. No. Like, what is he? LeBron, this is the problem with LeBron. The more he talks, the less I think that he even thinks out what he's saying. And this is where podcast-itis is a thing. LeBron, you created ring culture. You left Cleveland to join Miami. Why?
Because you felt pressure from society to go do that.
Okay.
From the media.
Okay.
From the media that was covering him since he was 16 years old.
And who said that he won the most special ring of them all? Who said that?
Probably him.
He did. Yeah. Who said that the bubble ring was the hardest ring of them all?
Steve Kerr said that too. Head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just letting you know.
Dan Marino is a great player. Who is arguing that he's not great? We're talking about when you're measuring the greatest of all time. Yeah, rings are a factor. No one is saying who ever has said in the last 20 years that Allen Iverson wasn't any good. Everybody thinks he's good. Like, who doesn't think he's good?
Well, he's talking about it in the sense that we never talk about him with the greatest of all time because he didn't win a ring. There are people that do that. They said, oh, Charles Barkley, yeah,
when you are measuring the greatest of all time in that sport where there's only five guys on the court, yeah, rings are going to be a part of the pie when we're breaking down.
I guess that's what makes the
ingredients of the greatest ever.
That's his problem, though.
What's his problem?
Why is it
he didn't win enough?
Well, why is it in that sport he's looked at different?
He's literally the definition of chasing and going from spot to spot, absorbing every resource, trading every future asset to win a ring right now in real time, and then leaving them high and dry. No other player in sports history has taken over a franchise and bounced around more and traded more assets and played with more Hall of Famers outside of those 60s Celtics than LeBron.
And
another player in another sport.
Well, that's what makes him so special. He won three finals MVPs with three different locations.
Everyone thinks he's great. Yeah. He's not the GOAT. That's okay. And when we're separating the GOATs, rings are a factor. You know who we just celebrated losing a year ago, yesterday? Was Willie Mays. Mm. You know what no one brought up with Willie Mays? The fact he only won one ring.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we recognize greatness. Well, it's the same thing with Allen Iverson. We know Allen Iverson's great.
LeBron literally said that, Joe. He says, why do we talk about Barry Bonds differently?
Because he did it. He discussed rings at every turn.
We don't do that in baseball when it comes to rings. Mike Trout could be a top 10 player of all time and never win a ring. It's how we discuss the sports is what LeBron's talking about. We talk about the sports different. Like, why is it in basketball if someone is
because there's only five guys on the floor.
So that's why. Then that's what
that's
been
why.
The
I don't think his acumen on other sports is accurate. Number one and number two, that is how this sport is judged. Yes, and he is a big part, as well as the media around him, is a big part of why it's discussed that way.
The fact that he went to 10 straight finals in and of itself
was incredible.
But we don't give him the credit for that. We talk about him losing the finals.
LeBron, I don't ever want to hear about LeBron not getting credit. He has built an entire media entity around supporting his every move. Joe, come on.
Why are you so angry about it?
Because LeBron is annoying.
You're the one that brought up the sound, first and foremost.
Because we're all sick of hearing him twist himself in a pretzel to justify whatever his opinion is at that moment.
I think he was just sticking up for all the people in ring culture in general. Like, just because Steph has won fewer than Magic, does that make him, you know, in the grand scheme of things, oh, well, he never got to Magic's level, so I guess he's not better than Magic because he didn't win, he had one fewer ring. That's what I'm getting at here. Like, I think that's absurd. Should absolutely be. If someone wants to say
that,
Steph
is
Curry,
not where LeBron's going with this conversation.
No, but
LeBron is going with this conversation. LeBron is sitting here on the couch going, I'm never going to get to the six that I thought I was going to get to. All right. Did Joe Shasky jump on stage and say, not five, not six, not seven? That was LeBron.
He did.
Well, that was LeBron.
Not six, not seven.
That was him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the one who set these parameters up, unfortunately. Look, nobody listens to Kendrick Perkins and Skip Bayless. I know LeBron does. LeBron does.
I listened to him in high school. I think Sam did. I think Carter did.
I think there are people out there who listen to him.
And then what happened? You grew up and you had a little perspective.
Yeah, but
I think there's a lot of people out there who have not grown up.
But their impact on how we talk about sports now shifted everything to where what
Joe,
LeBron's
Joe,
saying
that's
is
at
true.
The kiddie table.
No,
if you're going to come to the adult table of sports
you're asking
talk,
the
you're
question.
Not going, well, Kendrick Perkins said, if you are, I immediately stop listening.
That's fine. You say that. It's literally, they're all their highest rated shows, and that's why they talk about it all the time, because people are watching it on ESPN, on Get Up, on First Take. That is what they do still. Okay. That is what they talk about.
If you're going to discuss sports at a higher level than that, and you want to be at the adult table, you're not bringing up the Kendrick Perkins point of view. You're just not.
I think
you're just not.
I do think there's a difference between what Skip and Stephen A. were able to do and what they were able to talk about and how it shifted the sports landscape and how we discuss it than what Kendrick Perkins is doing right now. I do think the pre and post game analysis of Kendrick Perkins is wildly different than what Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith for all those years for First Take, what they were doing, what they were discussing. It turned into rings, 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 rings. And I do think that is when we talk about and compare players, it becomes a little flawed.
When we are talking about the greatest of all time at the quarterback position and in the NBA, rings are a part of the ingredients of how you are broken down of who is the greatest of all time. We're not talking about good players.
We're not talking about
just great players. We're talking about the greatest of all time.
But we pick and choose. There were people.
What do you mean we pick and choose?
There were people here on our airwaves saying, and maybe even us, if Mahomes won three straight, people were saying he's already better than Brady because Brady never did that. That was a conversation during Super Bowl week. And he wasn't even going to touch Brady when it came to the amount of rings he's had. But people were legitimately making that argument. And we were here for
it. Who is not in the argument? Who's not in the argument? Dan Marino, right? Like, and Dan Marino was great. Dan Marino was great.
Joe Montana last year said Dan Marino's the greatest quarterback he's ever seen.
Yeah, and Joe Montana says a lot of wild things that I don't agree with.
You don't think he's more qualified to say that than you are?
No. No, actually I don't, because Joe has actually got a very... No, on certain things when it comes to the history of the game, there are some big holes in Joe's repertoire. He's got some haterade, all right? All right?
I mean, is it haterade to say that Dan Marino, like...
Dan Marino's
you
great.
Still ask some
who
of the,
thinks Dan Marino wasn't great? We're talking about the greatest of all time, though.
People that grow up now say, look at Dan Marino and say, never won a ring, and I don't think he's great. That's what people are
and
saying.
Again,
now.
And you know what I'd say to you, Joe? That's a kiddie table conversation.
That's what LeBron's talking about.
This is an adult table
about,
conversation.
But that's what LeBron's literally talking about.
If you are coming
about.
To the adult table to discuss sports and you go, Marino, he stinks. Well, I mean, come on. That you're doing, I should not even acknowledge how ridiculous your opinion is.
We have to acknowledge it because, unfortunately, that's how people discuss sports now. I'm not saying you
and
do,
that,
Joe.
And, that's, and
I'm
I
not
refuse, saying you I refuse that. To engage that way.
That's
I refuse
fine.
To engage
that's
that
good.
Way.
I'm glad. Big Smooth in Oakland wants
I refuse to,
talk about
to engage
it.
We've got to have perspective. We've got to have respect for the OGs. This is why I get mad at not just you, but everybody of the young guys who refuse to have perspective. The thing I saw last night is the greatest thing I've ever seen. No, come on. Take a deep breath. It's like for example, your Mike Trout opinions. Mike Trout's better than Willie Mays, and I'm not ripping you here. And Mickey Mantle.
I never
and
said
this guy. I know, but
him.
When I see people say it's like, all right, Mike Trout is amazing.
I think I said he was in the conversation with those guys.
Those guys played for 20 years. He did it for eight. Okay. He did it for eight.
His peak.
All I'm saying is, can we get to like year 15, like where Steph is now, where we're having these conversations? Allow the legacies to play out a little. Before we start saying who's the greatest of all time, we gotta allow that. Like, let's get to the adult table. Those are kiddie table. That's teenager talk. We're adults.
I do think it's laughable that I've been watching a guy since I've been in fourth grade in LeBron James. Fourth grade. I'm 32. I've been watching LeBron since
he's
I've been
amazing.
In fourth grade. Yeah, he's amazing. And then you say, yeah, but. He'll never be Jordan. I went to 10 straight finals. Guys playing.
Jordan was first team defense 10 years in a row. Led the league in scoring 10 years in a row. I'd be like, look, Jordan, you're not going to knock me off on this one.
That's
LeBron
fine.
LeBron is amazing.
That's fine. He could be in the conversation. He could be in the conversation. I think that's
what
LeBron's
sure.
getting at.
No one's saying he can't. Michael Jordan.
You're kind of all right now.
You know what, Jordan? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You didn't watch him. You didn't watch him. This is like me trying to argue about Jack Nicklaus with my dad when it comes to Tiger Woods. Like, I had to step back and go, there's some things I don't know. There's some things I don't know. It's okay. And that's where it's incumbent on me to do the research and watch.
Wait, see, I'm going to push back on that a little bit, Shasky. I know that we were all, like, in kindergarten or whatever when Michael Jordan was wrapping up his career. But, like, it is not that hard to go back and see what he's done in the past
I mean, the pandemic,
and actually
yeah.
educate ourselves and learn about how great Michael Jordan was. And then take what we learned from that experience and apply it to this conversation.
You guys are making it out like I'm saying that LeBron sucks. And that's not this again. We're at the adult table. Okay. Will Chamberlain should be in this conversation. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar should be in this conversation. We never put him in the conversation ever. No. Ever.
Nope.
All right. Bill Russell should be in this conversation. Is he ever in it? No. You know what it comes down to? It's Jordan. It's Kobe. It's Duncan. It's LeBron. It's whatever I just watched in the last 30 years with zero perspective of what happened before cable television. And it drives me insane. You know who we never discuss when we talk about the GOATs when it comes to football? We never bring up Terry Bradshaw winning four, right? Ever. Yeah, ever.
Because we all know he wasn't the main reason.
He was a great player.
He was a great player.
Steel
Curtain.
All I'm saying is, I'm tired of having kiddie table conversations regarding sports where we just disregard prior eras. It honestly blows my top off.
Big Smooth in Oakland wants to join in the conversation. Big Smoothie, how we feel about LeBron's comments on ring culture?
I think there's a couple of things we're talking about here because I'm now, mind you, LeBron is very savvy. He knows what's going on
Thank
everywhere.
You.
And he says, LeBron is already setting up. He knows his end is coming near. So LeBron did that. But I happen to agree with LeBron, even though I never agree with LeBron. So here's what I'm saying. So, okay, he's not going to catch Jordan in that. So he's like, hey, why are we making this all about rings? And to me, I'm like, why are we making it all about rings? Because, for example, Barry Lamar Bonds does not have a ring.
Agreed.
If you use that against him as being the greatest, you are an idiot. Because steroids, to me, I watched that Pirates team. Barry was going to the Hall of Fame anyway. And I don't even want to get into that because it's hard to factor in steroids. Whatever. He was already a great one to me. But nonetheless. Now, listen, how come Bill Russell, if it's all about rings, how come nobody brings
Thank
Bill
you.
Russell's not even on Mount Rushmore?
Thank
he
you.
Has more rings than anybody.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is LeBron is also disingenuous because he's hedging the fact that he's not going to catch Jordan.
Exactly.
In terms of, and I'm gonna tell you what burns LeBron's butt is the fact that he never won one Defensive Player of the Year. He knows it. Trust me. Because I heard him lament that one year when he thought he should have won it.
I think he probably should have.
And
you know what else he laments? You know what else he laments over? He's never had a flu game. You guys don't think that means anything to LeBron? He's never had a flu game. He's never won Defensive Player of the Year.
I hadn't thought
of that. He's chasing Jordan. We get it. But he is right at the same time. It shouldn't be about this. You guys created this ring thing. Let me tell you why. Because who was it that said Stephen Curry needed to win a Finals MVP? It wasn't the common fan. It was the media. That was baloney. He did not need to win it, but I bet he felt like he did because on airwaves like today, that's what people were talking about. Well, he's never won. He can't be considered. And we got this Mount Rushmore. This thing would mess us up too. Blow up Mount Rushmore,
I'm
man.
With
we can
you
appreciate
there.
You.
I'm with you.
And it's just way more than four.
But Big Smooth, will you meet me here? Will you meet me here? Anybody, like. It's a seminal moment in his career. But if you needed Steph Curry to do that, for you to finally acknowledge that he was good, this is the difference between the kiddie table and the adult table, right? And this sort of, like Dirk Nowitzki is a great example. One of the crowning achievements of his career was winning that title, okay? It was the cherry on the top.
It was the crowning moment in his career.
Okay?
Yes.
Anybody who thought he sucked or wasn't good, like, what are we talking about? What are we really talking about? Like Peyton Manning, he's got the two rings. The final one, he was like the 14th best player on the Denver Broncos. Doesn't take anything away. Peyton's one of the greatest players the game's ever seen. But when we're discussing who are the GOATs, part of that is his playoff shortcomings. And we do break that down in that sport at that position. Rings and what you do in the playoffs when the chips are stacked against you and you have to have moments. And that's why Montana is still referenced to this day in that category. Because of what he did in the 81 championship game. Because of what he did in 84 against Dan Marino, dismantling him and looking like the better quarterback.
Sure.
What he did in 1988 in the two-minute drive against the Cincinnati Bengals. What he did to go into Soldier Stadium and smash one of the all-time great defenses to go through Lawrence Taylor.
But using that same thing, and he's talking about in the broad spectrum of sports, like, who's got a better career overall? Is it Madison Bumgarner or is it Clayton Kershaw?
I mean, like,
it's Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw,
pitcher. But we don't talk about it like that sometimes because Bumgarner won multiple World Series 2014. He did it when it mattered most, quote unquote. But the totality of what Clayton did in the regular season.
I don't think that's a straw man argument, especially now that he's got multiple rings.
But it's kind of what it is, though.
I don't.
He's got multiple rings now, but people don't look at him like that. Like, there are the way we discuss it. And I understand what you're saying, the kiddie table and the adult conversation. I do think that's why LeBron's talking about it.
We're talking about Stephen A. We're talking about one person who has changed your pregames for the NBA, and we all reject him. Everyone rejects him. He got algorithmed to death last week because he was playing solitaire during the finals. Why are we allowing But Joe, why are we, aren't we smart enough to be able to not allow one dumb talker on television to ruin how we discuss sports?
You just said something right there. And unfortunately, I've been asking that myself that like the last decade. Are we smart enough?
No.
No, we're not. We're smart enough for Fast Five, though.
Look at
God, he's 40 years old and he's still giving us all this content this summer.
I'm going to ask you guys around the room. When was the last time any of your friends texted you with, did you see what Stephen A. Smith said about XYZ sports? When was the last time? I don't think it's happened in the last decade.
Well, it's guru like sending it to
See, I never, I don't, yeah, no, dude, don't ever send me that crap. Any of your
friends, not coworkers.
Diehard sports fans that are your friends.
Friend?
Not one. Because we have adult table sports conversations.
I do think though Stephen A. Smith and Skip had serious credibility back in the day. Like just saying it, people loved that show
at the height of LeBron.
See, you guys were all so young. We saw them as characters.
Nah,
they kind of transformed how we talk about sports.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
You guys are all how old are you?
32.
Okay, how old are you?
32.
How old are you, Sam?
32.
Exactly. I got 10 years on you.
Well, that's not fair. What is that? So what, we're 10 years younger, so we don't have the ability to pick it apart because we're not smart enough to understand their characters?
No.
No, don't use the age against us.
I am going to because...
No, don't use the age against us. We're capable of thinking better than that. That's the weak argument, Joe. Come on.
When First Take was getting its ball bearings, you guys were teenagers. That was your formative years of sports.
My brother, who is the same age as you, Sam Spadoni, was literally watching it religiously every single
day. Well, then I would say your brother needs to get some better habits.
No. Everyone was doing it. It was appointment television, the Tebow Mania stuff.
Joe, at 23, I was smart enough to understand that they were just characters playing a game.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Give us more credit than that.
All right.
Hey, Sam, I'm giving you credit. How about that, buddy? Hey, what's your final thought, Sam?
My final thought, I actually have a bit of a PSA that I want to give out to everybody. So I was doing my vehicle registration renewal yesterday through DMV. And out of nowhere, I realized I was on a scam website, which looked just like the DMV website. And I didn't realize.
Yeah, real quick, there's an app that you can download for California DMV. You can use all that stuff, and it's official. Do that going forward.
Oh, that's a good point. But no, I didn't realize it because I'm starting to go to pay for it, and there's like $70 worth of fees, which is not how registration rules are supposed to go. That's kind of what tipped me off. But the website looked very similar to the DMV website. When you Google www.dmv.ca.gov, it's the first thing that pops up on Google, but you look at the URL, it actually says carregistration.com, which, no, I don't want that. So I was able to catch it in time, luckily. So everyone out there, if you're doing your vehicle registrations, double check that you're on the correct website and not this scam website, because this one was a very realistic-looking DMV website.
That's his one thing on this Juneteenth. Joe, what's your final thought? What do you got?
No, I'm not. What does Stephen A. Smith think? Because that's going to influence my final thought. What did he say today, guys?
Who cares?
That's exactly my setting for the last 15 years.
Are the Thunder going to win tonight, you think?
I don't care.
I do think we agree on you. Like, the last 15 years, I don't really care what he has to say. But back then, people did care.
When you were 11 and 12 and 13 years old.
No, when we were in college.
We were in college, like 20, 21.
I was 20.
Yeah.
Like,
you were sipping Kool-Aid from Stephen A. Smith at 20-something years old?
We weren't sipping Kool-Aid, just we looked at him as a more legitimate media figure than he is right now.
You remember when Mark Cuban clapped back in the NBA Finals with the Heat and the Thunder, and he clapped at, like, at Skip Bayless and all them? Like, that was the formative years and all the conversation around ring talk and all of it. Like,
Guys, at the same time of you guys watching that, I was watching two credible journalists in Wilbon and Kornheiser. That's what those guys were.
When's the last time anyone said, hey, did you see what Wilbon said?
No, I agree with you.
There was a point, though, Joe.
They also didn't discuss sports the way Stephen A. does.
Well, back then, though, I will say, I do think Stephen A., when he talked about the sport of basketball in like 2011, 12, there was still credibility there. There was. I do think he's lost a lot the last 5 or 6 years. But during that era, for sure there was some still credibility when it came to the sport of basketball. Football, I don't know, but basketball talk, for sure. That was fast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.